You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Create a very, very complex project. It's called Adam. It's brought in the Torah that Ribono Shel Olam, the way he decided that to create the first human being, so Na'aseh Adam. So as you know, Na'aseh means, you know what Na'aseh means? What is the term Asiyah is all about? So now here, one point that we should pay attention to, this term has not been used for to create a creation. When Hashem created the earth, especially in Los Angeles, you know, he didn't use this term. And also for animals and the birds and the fish, this term has not been used. So the only place that we see Hashem use this term, Asiyah or Na'aseh, that is mentioned, is for creating Adam. So now, just imagine when you buy a car, was that Hashem always for some machot? So now, after some time that passes by, you see any change in the car? It looks the same. Well, as far as the mechanism of the car, can you add something to it, to the motor or the tires or to the body? It stays the same. Then you buy a watch. So after a while, you look at the watch, it looks the same. Right. So now the term Na'aseh means to reproduct. So when it says Na'aseh Adam, the term Asiyah means reproduction. So what does that exactly mean? So now, the whole system of a human being that Hashem created, it's expandable. So that means it's not like a limited type of mechanism that was created. So that means Hashem gave the capability for human being to be able to expand. So what does that mean? So that means, let's say you get up in the morning and happen to be, is that on the right side? What's the other side?
The left side.
Left side. So now when you get up, you know, on the left side, so your perspective here is, so the whole day has to be on left side.
Change the left side to the right side.
So now, here, when Ribono Shel Olam created Adam, that means you can reproduce yourself. But just like a house that, you know, constantly people, when pride yourself, remodel it. You know, they add, you know, new things, new chandelier, new furniture, new doors. So now, a human being has this capability. So it's not that, you know, I feel this way, or you did this to me, or I'm hurt, or I don't feel well. There's no such a thing in human being. Because the way we are created, we have the capability and the opportunity to reproduce ourselves. So that's what Na'aseh means. So that means, it's not that, you know, I feel this way, no, I can't, it's not possible. So in our system, we have, as you know, sometimes you go on your app, and then you try to open it, and then the app informs you. What does it tell? Sorry? No, it doesn't open. What does it say? What's the message on the app? We have a cell phone?
Yeah.
What does it say? I think sometimes it says, time to update. No? No? So what does that mean? So that means it's the time to update the app. So now here, well, the app usually gives you the sign maybe every 6 months, you know, every 3 months, every year. But the time to update in human being could be every minute. So that means that the mood that you're in is not that you should stay in it. You know, sometimes people are hurt and they stay in a qahr update for the rest of their life. Actually, it's capital goof. Yeah. You know, they just disconnect. That's it. That's it. You know, they're not willing to update themselves. Or something is bothersome or something happened in their life in the past. So then they drag it. But here we see, no, that's not how it works. Na'ase adam kitzadmeru kitmutenu. Na'ase. You have the opportunity and capability to reproduce yourself. Happened to be a story about a kid. He told his Abba, my friends are having a party, a barbecue party. But the menu is different today. There is no meat. They have soy burger, soy hamburger, and soy kebab. Which one you like? You don't like? Why? So the kid asks his Abba, which one I should change to, you know, to have soy burger, soy, what's the other one? Yeah. Hot dog, or soy kebab. So Abba, the father said, I suggest you change your friend. That's what sometimes we have to do. I mean, it's not that, you know, something that we are in contact with, we can change it, but at least we can change the way you look at things, the way you think. So then you see things will improve, things will change. But if you think in the same way and you act in the same way, things, they're not going to change. They're going to stay the same. But when you decide, you know, I can think differently. You give yourself the chance and opportunity and you update yourself, you see things will change. And you see a very, very great revolution. But if you just feel, you know, no, this is it, that's how, you know, I have to go by, you know, that's what they did to me. So if you are the same, people are going to stay the same. But if you decide to change, so then the people around you, they change too. And that's what exactly the power message of Na'ase. You have to keep reproducing yourself. Hashem is akeno, b'zad Hashem, to have the real hamburger and the real kebab. B'zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.